Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Angel Answers. I'm one of your co-hosts, Catherine Peoples, and I am joined now with DC Love, Sandra Bake, and Peggy Jones. Unfortunately, Mary Hernandez and Liz Pfizer will not be joining us this evening. But before we go around and introduce everyone who's here, I like to just remind everyone of our disclaimer that these mini readings that will be given this evening are not a substitute for medical and or mental health advice. Okay. So
thanks.
I'll start with
that's
myself.
Beautiful. And Catherine, you turn over to everyone, can you just tell a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am an intuitive empath, medium, and Reiki energy healer. I am a shamanic and meditation life coach. My paranormal experiences have been extensive through my spiritual journey. I've experienced everything from out-of-body experiences, astral traveling, lucid dreaming, pretty much anything that you can think of. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, see, hear, feel everything. And so I didn't always understand everything, but this is part of my journey as well. So that's about it.
Beautiful. That was really awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to turn it over now to Jan.
Okay. Thank you, DC. That was amazing, Catherine.
Thank you.
I'm a psychic medium, empath, and I love to do animal totems, and I work on predictions, and I do predictions. And I also work with poetry, channeling poetry, and I'm working on songs, trying to work with musicians. That's what I want to do. So that's mostly it. And we have a crime room for Sacred Embers on, for all of us, whoever, and we have, whenever we have time. It's volunteer work, of course. And so, yeah, that's it. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and in the Sacred Embers room. And that's it.
That's awesome. I'd like to turn over the airwaves now to Peg Jones. She is our newest member with the Sacred Embers Network. Hi, Peg. Can you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Sure, DC. Hi, everyone. I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm a certified angel card reader. Also, I am an energy healer, and I have a certificate in mindfulness, hypnomindfulness, and ETR, which is a quantum healing, energy healing. And what else? I'm also phase one in sound healing with tuning forks, and I'm going to be studying for my phase two in like next weekend. And I'm also an author. I'm an author of a book of daily angel messages. It's called Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. So it's a message from your angels each day of the year. And there's also a journal exercise. And I think that's about it for now.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Peg. This is DC. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm also a small medium at large. And I was told by Ginger to say that I'm a telephone to the divine. And if you're wondering who Ginger is, she's one of my beautiful guides. She's a fur baby that transitioned in 2016, and she's never left my side. I, like Jan Drake-Bakke, were certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and if you ask Joan Rivers, she'll say, yeah, DC, and you're also certifiable. And Joan is saying, Catherine, when you talked about your Claires, well, DC is Claire crazy, you know? So I probably am. But the cool thing about me is the way I, you know, received some of my education, I attended schools of higher learning. But in my case, I went to heaven, and I went there several times, and I've acquired some of the knowledge, you know, to help myself first and then to help others. And they say if you snooze, you lose, you know. But in my case, every time I snoozed, I gained more knowledge. So I think that's enough about me. I also want to mention Mary Hernandez. She's an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a numerologist, a tarot and oracle card reader. And to book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com. You can connect with her there or via her email, maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And Liz Pfister, she's an intuitive and spiritual guiding light. She's the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. And Liz is a healer, a teacher, a practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. You can join her on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. She has a live stream crystal singing bowl meditation. It's wonderful. So with that being said, Jen, I'm hoping that you have some poems this evening.
Oh, yes, I do. I was just getting them put together before the show here, and there's a couple that I'm going to share that I said last week, but I'm also going to share a few on death, not to be, you know, bummed out or depressed about it, but just we've had a lot of death lately amongst our dear friends and family, and so I just wanted to, I read them through, and I just, you know, they just talk about it in a positive way. It's so that we can just feel a little bit better. But anyway, the first one, this one was for my, is for my nephew. I will keep dreaming. I will keep dreaming of a day when I am new. I will keep believing even after the moonlight when tragedy occurred. I will keep allowing for love to touch me and me to touch back. I will keep seeing the sunlight shining on you, shining on me. All is well is what I heard. And this one is, there are places with no time, endless moments of instantaneous creative thought. When we walk to the next room, many of us will go there in many different ways. We will survive and we will bloom. We don't need to be afraid. We will be guided into that moment of expansion. We will be receiving, from what I have heard from another, from our Lord, a beautiful mansion. And this one's called From Earth to Heaven, The Dove. The gift of life is eternal, as the dove reminds us of the passage from earth to heaven. We will have renewal, eternal life, cleansing, innocence, and peace and love as we join our loved ones, friends, soul family, animals, guides, angels, God, on our next journey of existence. Not the end, but a new beginning into a cosmic transformation of wellness and pure fun as we will pass from earth to heaven with the dove. And this one's called The Rainbow Bridge, and it goes, but death is not the end. It's really a new beginning, a new life in the scheme of eternity. It's liberating, and it's a new freedom of lots of smiles and lots of grinning. It's only an earthly death for all who go. There's new worlds and life in places for them we still do not know. A wondrous reunion as they walk over the bridge of multi-dimension. They are out of pain and suffering. They are free. They will always still be with you and me. And this one says, in a moment's notice, someone may leave, but there will be an angel there to take them. We will be here still to grieve. All will be well and not to worry. We keep living and try not to be in such a hurry. Enjoy every second, every minute that we are here. This breath of life carries on for our loved ones so dear. And this last one, so it's sometimes our grief. Sometimes our grief opens new doors to new worlds, new work, new walks, to discoveries and miracles never imagined, to new seeing and new talks. And this one is my love poem that I share one love poem every week. It's called Flying on Clouds. And I wrote this in 2015. It's a while back. It splits in her mind. Her soul fragments to transcendent worlds, flying on clouds and ones she's left behind. It's always about the heart and the jagged wounds, always about a male. It is a bumpy ride through her destiny while she ascends in this fairy tale. I want what you have. Can I climb on your cloud? I can feel what you feel. I can hear it loud. I dance to your beat. I am feeling our heat. Keep it going. You are riding it all the way. It is sweet. The spark she has ignites, and love is a fire stream. Her mind opens to newer journeys. She is a psychedelic dream. She is a love tonic, and that has edges that cut to the core. Her life is a kaleidoscope on a tiger she does adore. I want what you have. Can I climb on your cloud? I can feel what you feel. I can hear it loud. And that's that one. And
oh, that was
called,
that's
if I were
amazing.
Beautiful. Oh, good.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I'm glad.
And
thanks.
Say, you were
huh?
the last one that you mentioned, you wrote that in 2015?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you know what? That's when I connected with Lady Diana, was in September of 2015.
Really?
And I'm just going
to
read a little message that I have had it on Facebook, but I had connected with her, and here's her message. Hi, everyone. I this is me talking. I hope that you've enjoyed your Labor Day weekend. I had the opportunity yesterday, so it was the day after Labor Day, I believe, to connect with Diana, Princess Diana. And here's what she had to say. Hello, everyone. This is Diana. Please just call me Diana, not Princess Diana. I'm so happy to connect with all of you. You're a beautiful group of people. Each of you has such value. You have the potential to do something great. You have a role to fill. Be the star in your own life and always follow your heart. I didn't go by the rule book. I led from my heart and not from my head. Only do what your heart tells you. Love is all there is. I thank you all for the love that you have shown me. I had no idea how admired and loved I was. I never would have imagined how inspiring and iconic I would become. I was focused on being a good mother, as well as an inspiration to my children. To me, family is the most important thing in the world. I always encourage my sons to live as normal a life as possible. I've never felt like an icon. I want my boys to have an understanding of people's emotions as well as their hopes and their dreams. I am honored that my legacy and work live on through my sons. They also give of themselves just as I did. If you can please help those in need, always, if you can lend a hand, please help. I never intended to be a political figure. I just came with my heart and I wanted to help. The biggest disease of this day and age is that of people feeling unloved. Can you imagine? Please carry out a random act of kindness without expecting anything in return. Someday, someone might do the same for you. I know my job was to go out, meet people, and love them. Remember, character is how you treat those who can do nothing for you in return. Whoever is in distress can call on me, and I will be there. Kindness can reach the deepest parts of the heart and soul. It can change the world and self. Always choose to be kind. Even though I lived in the public eye, I felt like a free spirit. This was the true me. I always found a reason to laugh, a reason to smile. You never know where life will take you. One day I was going to work on the bus, and the next thing I knew, I became a princess. Life is a journey. If you find someone you love in your life, please hang on to them. Hang on to that love. As for myself and Charles, we only met 13 times before we were married. At times, I feel like I'm as thick as a plank. In regard to my marriage, there were three of us, so it was a bit crowded, I must say. And any sane person would have let go. But I couldn't. I had two sons. And being a princess, believe me, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. I would have liked to be a queen in the people's hearts, but certainly not the queen of a country. Charles was hopeless at best, and I was a frightened woman. I oftentimes was speechless. I didn't think I was good enough for this family. I wanted to remain as myself, never being anything artificial. It took me a while to realize that it was okay to be me. So many people supported me throughout the public life, I never forgot them. Every one of us needs to show how much we care for each other. The kindness and affection I have been shown by the public, it helped me to make it through difficult times. It really did. The love and affection, it eased my journey. I was also aware of people in the spirit world that were looking after me. The most beautiful things in the world, they're not seen or touched. They are felt with your heart. We all feel the same things. I always wore my heart on my sleeve. Nothing gave me more happiness than trying to help the most vulnerable people in our society. It was always my goal and an essential part of my life, in a way. It was my destiny. This brought me lasting meaning. Please always be generous with others. Even the smallest act of compassion toward another person will make a difference. A good exercise for the heart is to reach down and help another up. Every one of us needs to show how much we care for each other. And lastly, the last thing you want is to look back at your life and wonder, if only. Whether or not you believe in fairy tales, every girl is a princess to somebody. All of my love, Diana. And as she leaves, her beautiful perfume lingers on, and it was a beautiful floral scent. I can't think of the name of the flowers, but they're big, big white flowers.
Oh, wow. That was so beautiful, DC.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Really.
Well, we do have some callers, but I was wondering, Catherine, did you pull any cards or anything for us?
I can.
Okay, that would be good. That sounds wonderful.
I can collect the card right now.
Okay.
One moment.
I didn't want it to end, DC. I just love that.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you.
Okay. One second. Okay. I pulled the Stellar Gateway Activation card as a collective. And let me give me 1 second here.
Beautiful.
And what this is infinite potential manifestation. So it sounds like it's a very good card. Just give me one moment here. Sorry about that. Okay. The Stellar Gateway is the highest of our chakras and is found about above our heads. It is the energetic gateway that connects us with the divine matrix. It governs our connection to the spiritual laws of creation and the quantum field and holds our light potential. As it holds all the intentions that we set before this incarnation and all the intentions we set during it that support the ever-unfolding path of our earthly experience energetically, this portal is beyond space and time, and we connect with it. And when we connect with it, we come into alignment with all the aspects of our soul's journey, including when we were part of the cosmos. This card transports us to a stargate that has a giant pyramid within it. Above the stargate, there are 3-dimensional images. And it talks about Thor, the former king of Atlantis, and who holds the secrets of the universe. This image is a reminder of our potential and of our ancient and starry connections. The pyramid is a symbol of rising power, of how our soul has existed through lifetimes. The Stargate is a projection of our own stellar gateway. This card is therefore a reminder that all things are possible, and that with the right alignment, we can draw the powers of heaven down to earth in order to create heaven upon earth.
Mm.
Wow. So we are the masters of manifestation is the collective here. Every one of your thoughts, actions, non-actions, and choices is affecting the unfolding of your path.
Beautiful.
So this is
that.
That was amazing.
And as you were saying, you know, like 15 or 20 feet above our head, I actually felt my energy like going upward. I don't know if anyone else felt it. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And that was amazing.
It's interesting because the meditations that I've been doing include this. And so
that
came up because I've never drawn this card before. As a collective, it's interesting as well because of the moon energy and, you know, it's even though it's Mercury retrograde, that's okay because we still have the power, right, to manifest regardless.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you. And I have to ask Peg, Peg, do you want to give an angel message? Or do you want to read a message from your book? Is there anything that you would like to add?
I had written a poem. I've been writing poems, too. Actually, I've been doing it for years. And I had just written one this summer. And it's called Linking the Peace. So it's through self. Okay, so I'm going to read it. Linking the Peace. Linking the Peace through self and spirit. Receiving their guidance, encouragement, and love. The calmness within brings forth my light, so very bright. With a smile on my face, I feel abundant grace. Knowing that I am receiving much love, I am thankful for I am so inspired. Thinking of all I have acquired, peace, joy, calm, feels so very strong in my heart place. Mm-hmm. For surely this is the space I like to be, feeling the clarity of being me. The angels say to me softly each day, we are here for you in the space of your heart. This is where we share with you the insights you ask of us. We listen intently, share what we know, encouraging you to make the decision that can help you to grow. Sometimes we encourage you to take a leap, for that is the only way you may find you can reap that you haven't imagined so deep, and they remind us all.
Wow.
That was so
amazing.
Thank
yes.
you. I'd
wow.
be glad to share
loved
my
it.
Message today.
Yeah, that was
wow.
Cool. Thank you. Did anyone want to share anything else?
This is Catherine. So I was just going to say, speaking of poems, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy,
Thank you.
The one poem jam that you brought up, a dove, it just, again,
uh-huh.
synchronicities happen all the time to me. And I was just going through, I write poems as well. And I just picked up, literally, it's right behind me when you said it. And I wrote
uh-huh.
this poem when I was in high school. And I'm not going to use the date, but it was a very long time ago. Because I
uh-huh.
was in my room. I was raised in the military, very dominant Italian household. So I wasn't allowed to go to parties. So I'm in my room. I'm a senior in high school, just writing a poem, and I just wanted to read it. It's not long, but not knowing what my future would be, I just sat there and just wrote. And it's called Angelic Eyes. And
oh, cool.
It said, if I were a bird flying freely through the sky, I'd be able to answer those questions like why. I would spread my wings and do nothing but roam. Then I'd find me a statue and make it my home. I would never sleep, for I'd watch over my city and find not only laughter, but also some pity. For those who were starving, I'd bring them crumbs from the park. And for those who were blind, I would sing in the dark. For those people who were lonely, depressed, and sad, I would do tricks in the air so once again they'd be glad. Then I would go home and sit for a while just thinking of those faces that I made smile. I would then sing my last beautiful song and go back to the place where I really belong. I would have been able to see the world from way up above because, you see, I'd be an angel dressed as a dove. I made myself the angel.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so
beautiful.
That is unbelievable.
Totally beautiful.
Another...
And I have to ask,
gosh,
Catherine, when you wrote this poem, were you at the beach house?
I was not. I was not at the beach house.
Okay, because I saw sand and seashells and different things like that, like while you were reading it, you know? So I was just wondering.
Well, we had the beach house at the time. So I lived every summer at the beach house.
Okay.
So that's what you're picking up. And
yeah,
and
it
yeah,
could be. And
happened at the beach.
Yeah, I just felt like, you know, you see like the sand, the seashells, well, as you're reading it, my goodness. But the only thing different, when you were almost at the end, a little bunny hopped by.
Oh. I just saw a little bunny hop by the other day. I don't know. What does that mean? I'm not sure.
That is so crazy. And Jan, the other thing I want to say to you, when you've read the poem about your nephew, did you dance with him when he was small? Because I just felt like a dance, you know, as you were reading the poem.
Well, when he was small, I did live in the same city that he lived in Eugene, Oregon. That's where he grew up with my brother and his mom, his wife, Ruth. And I was dancing then. I was in a college dance company. And I was dancing constantly. And so, that's a perfect.
That's totally.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, cool. Awesome. Well,
we have a few callers.
So I think, are you ladies ready to open up the phone lines?
We are.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Hello, area code 505. This is DC Love with Angel Answers. Can we get your first name?
Hi, my name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Do you have a question this evening?
I didn't call with a specific question. I don't know if you could just give a general. I'm just in a spiritual need tonight to hear.
Okay.
From
so we're just
going
to put it out, angels, to whatever you're needing, you know, we're going to try to bring forward. Is that okay?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Jan, would you like to go first?
Yes. Yes, I can. Oh. Very much so. Hi. And what was your first name again? I'm sorry.
Patricia.
Oh, yeah, Patricia. Okay. I'm Jan. So as soon as you just said a word, I saw this bird right there, and I can see it, but I don't know what kind it is, but then they said robin, I hear robin, you know, anyway, it was yellow, it was a yellow bird, and so I'm looking up robin, and it goes, it's time to let go of anything in your life that's outmoded and stagnant, and plant seeds for the new setting by setting your goals and intentions for the coming year. So let go of attachments and drama and allow much joy and laughter into your life as possible. And your spiritual path is steady and slow with challenges along the way, but you're achieving your spiritual ideals right now. You have a beautiful song inside of you, so whatever it takes to share it with the world, go ahead and do it. And there you are.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Catherine, would you like to go next?
Sure. So the card that I pulled was, it was from the Sacred Spirit, and it's called Awakened Spirit, and it's the desire to change. So an awakened spirit is much like Alice in Wonderland. Once you have traveled down the rabbit hole, you can never go back to what you knew before. You become forever changed by your new experience. New information and experiences will change you at your very core. You become enlightened with sacred connections resulting in physical, spiritual, and emotional changes. You may feel lost and confused about life, relationships, family, social connections, work at times, but this is a time when making meaningful experiences is the priority, as you do not want to waste time. So you want to ask the question why. That's what this is about, asking the question why. What comes to the forefront of almost every experience is as you search for meaning and validity for your soul's experiences here on Earth. And it gives here the sacred crystal. It is the white selenite, and your angel assistant here is the guardian angel Peniel, P-E-N-I-E-L. And it's understanding difficult situations and life lessons. That's what this angel will help you with. So, and it also gives an affirmation. And it says, I am free to follow the call of my heart with purpose, with love, and clarity. So does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I'm in the process of doing some of those things now. So thank
Wonderful.
You.
Good.
That was beautiful, Catherine. Thank you.
Okay.
Pat, would you like to go next?
Sure. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
The cards that I have picked from is the Energy Oracle cards from Sandra and Taylor. And the card I picked was actually the first card in the deck, and it's called the Sun. And it's new beginnings and great creativity. So I think sometimes, and from what I can see from the other cards, it's like you're in a waiting period, or you're just kind of beginning something new for yourself, or thinking about wanting to do something new. And so I'm just going to read a little bit about the card, but I also want to just talk about what it looks like. It's kind of like, well, she's almost like in this green bowl, so that's of water, and there's pink lotus flowers on it. So that's all. That tells me all. It's a lot about healing, maybe healing fears, healing sadness, and also like the sun is also showing too with like different other flowers around the bowl. So that's also, I feel like it's about, you know, getting outside and regaining the energy from being outside. And the card talks about the sun brings blessings to the earth, and the card portends blessings in your own life as well. Just as the sun nurtures the earth, bringing new life in the spring and summer, I'm going to say fall too, this is your time for a new beginning, the onset of a nurturing new light in your life, the light of divine inspiration and personal growth. And this card often marks a time of great creativity, bringing the culmination of an important new project, such as birth of a baby or the writing or publication of a book or even the birth of a new you. Now is the time to put your energy into expressing your truth and vision for you. Visualize the light of divine love pouring into your heart in mind like the rays of the sun and bringing inspiration, growth, and abundant blessings. So see the future you want to create and know the sun is shining on in your intentions. And I also feel like Archangel Jophiel is very much with you too, because he is connected with the solar plexus, and he's all about making things new, making things positive, and yellow, that's his, the chocolate color. So that is all about joy and new beginnings. So I hope that has helped for you.
Yes, thank you. I was just, as you were talking, I was just envisioning those beautiful sunflowers that I saw today.
Thank you. Right, right. You're welcome.
Beautiful. And Patricia, this is DC. While I was listening to everyone's readings, which were absolutely beautiful, I was hearing the Beatles song, Let It Be, and I just kept hearing over and over, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. I feel like you have a beautiful connection, a divine connection with Mother Mary. I don't know if you, you know, if you feel it, but I feel her. She's with you.
Oh, okay. I think I saw a vision of her one time when I was going to work. I turned to the corner and I saw her and didn't see her again. But that was the only time. And
yeah, I feel like she, I don't know, have you been going through maybe a little bit of rough times or something? She's just wrapping this beautiful powder blue shawl around you and, you know, just giving you like a beautiful loving embrace, you know?
Wow.
And she wants you to open up to the love that awaits you, and she's asking you, Patricia, to open your heart and just, you know, open your heart and just get ready and watch the love come in, okay? So that's what I was thinking. And I'm also getting, you've got to connect with your inner child. I don't feel like you do that. Think of things maybe that you did as a child and, you know, which activities gave you joy. Because when we connect with our inner child, it helps us to move forward and be creative. It also helps us to get, you know, in touch with the innocence within, just like those, you know, the beautiful children do. And I feel like you're really sensitive, you're really intuitive, and I do feel like you have some amazing abilities. And I don't feel like you've connected with, you know, you've not connected with a lot of them as of yet, is what I'm getting. And as Catherine was giving her reading, I just, like, as she was speaking, that was absolutely beautiful, Catherine. Oh, I see a light bulb going on, Patricia, over your head. That if you haven't got it yet, you're going to get a lot of deep understanding of whatever has been on your mind. You're going to get, like, sudden enlightenment. And I just heard that, like, you have the ability to overcome so many different things. You really do. Okay? So I hope that, you know, resonates with you.
Yes, it does.
Okay, and the only other thing I wanted to ask, did you lose a brother or someone that you thought of as a brother? Because
I did.
Okay, because I'm getting, he was saying, you know, we're going to connect again. And I do feel like he's helping you on your journey, hon. Okay? He's been with you, and I'm getting pennies from heaven. So I don't know if you've been finding pennies.
Yes,
but that
I
is
have.
One of the signs. So he is with you.
Okay.
I'm glad that he came through. God bless you, Patricia, and I hope you've, you know, enjoyed your readings. And we ask that you, you know, accept it. Thank you. And call us again. Let us know how you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great
very
evening.
Very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow,
wow,
that
ladies,
was great.
That was totally amazing. Okay, are you ready for another caller, guys? Are we ready, ladies?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Area code 856. Hi, this is DC. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? 856? I don't know. There's something wrong with the board here. Okay, maybe they step back for a second. I'm going to put them on hold and try another number, I guess. Let me see. Oh, my goodness. There's something. The board is crazy. Area code 306. Hi, this is DC. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, DC. My name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Hi. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Not in particular. I would just like to see what, you know, comes through.
Okay.
I have a million.
Sure. That's
sure.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay. Jan, would you like to start us off with Carol?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Carol. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
And the first animal that I see is a lion for you. Have you ever had lions? Or do you have, how do you feel? Do you feel resonating towards lions at all? Just out of curiosity.
I can't say I have.
Okay. Well, this one, that's okay. The lion says, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront any uncomfortable situation. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. And lion comes with a strong presence and dignified manner. They have a great deal of compassion for others. They're natural leaders, great organizational skills, and they like to stretch their capabilities, always seeking to learn more. So that's the lion.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just giving short readings for the animals, and the ladies will give you more in-depth readings.
Well, that was amazing, Jan. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to turn it over to Catherine.
Welcome.
Thank you, Jan. Catherine?
Sure. All right, Carol. So I pulled cards from angels and ancestors, and what I pulled was called the wise one. And it's grow within your current situation. And it's an elder with an owl. So what it is saying is the wisdom of the wise one is based on something that the younger generation is often lacking, commitment and reliability. When this card appears, you are being guided to continue working on your growth and expansion within your current situation. Be committed to your tasks and projects. It can be very easy to get bored or overwhelmed, but persevere. You are being reminded of how it feels to be just vulnerable and that it is not who you were born to be. So keep working on what you're working on, whatever that may be, because it's going to be extremely beneficial for you in the long run. And as you know, the owl as a totem animal is the wisdom. So this is a very good card, in my opinion, because you're growing into this, you know, wise person that you want to be. Ow! Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. What was that noise? Or did
it was just me. I'm sorry. My cat is trying to get in on our show. And
okay.
He just scratched me.
Cat is trying to get in.
Yeah. Well, thank you so
it's
much.
Kiki.
Kiki, do you have a message for us?
Oh, my gosh. He just made me bleed. I'm putting a Band-Aid on it.
But I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, well, we're not done yet. Peg? Do you have a message for Carol? Wait, hold on. What the heck is going on?
Uh-oh.
This computer, Peg?
Yep, hi. Do you hear me?
Hi. Do you have a message for Carol, our caller?
Yes, I do. And I got disconnected somehow, but I'm back.
So yeah, I saw that. You popped back in. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
The angels
so
let you go to Peg.
Yeah. The card I picked from the energy oracle cards is the angel of balance. And I think to be in balance is always important. And to know that we have an angel that can help us with that, I think is pretty cool. So it's all about being centered and self-honoring in your choices, okay? And the loving presence holds a picture of liquid light in front of the pyramid, reminding you that a strong destiny relies in a solid foundation of personal balance and emotional equanimity. Although things may have been out of sync in the past, this card is telling you that a greater equilibrium is now coming to your life. Remain conscious about how you are balancing your goals and your physical and emotional energy as well. Whenever you feel yourself getting off center or losing focus, call upon this beautiful angel and bring her intentions into your heart center. Your intuition will lead you in the right direction, and the angel will guide you to a peaceful and centered approach. So they explained in the beginning exactly what this angel was doing. She was holding, and there's a picture, or the image is just that, that she's holding a picture of liquid light in front of the pyramids, reminding you that a strong destiny relies on a solid foundation of personal balance and emotional equanimity. And, you know, in this day and time, it's sometimes very hard to do that with all the different opinions and expectations. And the angel just asks you to know that she can help you with, help you with this. Also, sometimes our chakras are out of balance. And so having our chakras balanced, which is something you can do by yourself or through a meditation or just through other means too, that can surely help too. And so have you felt like you've been distressed in some way or just feeling more stressed than usual?
Yeah, I haven't been feeling well. I've got this illness that really knocks me for a loop and knocks me down. And, I don't sleep well, and I have nightmares every single night. I just don't understand why. And I pray and I ask the angels to surround me. But I'm always, you know, my husband says I wake him up all the time and he's got a CPAP, you know, on his head and stuff and the machine, the noise of the machine. But, like, I have angels statues right beside my bed and I pray to them all the time. I don't know why I'm saying all this, but what DC said to that other lady about Mother Mary, resonate with her all the time. I have a statue of her in my angel garden, and I have a statue in here. And she's always, I just feel her around me all the time. But, yeah, I get stressed. I'm not looking forward to a cold winter. And, you know.
Yeah, so maybe speaking to the angel of balance, maybe she can give you some more insight, you know. And it's, you know, sometimes, even look into, like, some type of energy healing for yourself, maybe to help with becoming a little bit more de-stressed, you know.
Right.
But I feel like the angel of balance really would like to help you and give you lots of insight too. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it sure does. Thank you.
Okay.
Beautiful, Peg. Carol, this is DC. When you mentioned Mother Mary, she stepped forward and she's just asking you to trust. There is going to be divine solutions coming your way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's just saying, you know, continue to have faith and trust and be open to, I'm hearing the word miracle. It's manifesting for you. And I do feel like you do need some, you know, healing. And Mother Mary is going to, you know, come in and help with that healing. And she was showing me that some of the issues that that you were, you know, going through, you know, they do take a toll on the body, okay?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
So just relax and have faith, because, you know, when we have faith, we don't have to know how things are going to happen, but we're just going to believe that they will. And she's asking that you be gentle with yourself, okay?
Okay.
She's saying, Carol, you're a very sensitive, beautiful woman. Okay? And just allow Mother Mary and the angels to come in, and they're going to help you to heal. They're going to bring messages forward for you. And I am getting the word boundaries. So I don't know who you have to set boundaries with, but I was getting the word boundaries. And I do believe that, you know, you've been like trying to do too much. And I was hearing like slow down a little bit. Okay, maybe look over things that you have to do and, you know, make a different to-do list and just do, you know, the things that are most important first, because I do feel like you need to take like a little time for you, because it's really wearing you down. It's where I feel like, you know, like you're really worn out because of everything. Okay?
Right.
And I'm also getting, when I heard boundaries, are there people that you have to speak to? And I feel like, you know, ask Mother Mary to come in and help you, you know, to speak to them in a loving way, Carol, okay?
Okay.
So when that happens, they're going to, you know, take what you say, and they're going to, you know, listen and honor you for that, because they're not going to feel, you know, defensive or anything, because it's being conveyed with love, okay?
Right.
So just be kind to yourself, be kind to others. And, you know, sometimes we can't control, you know, how a person, like, treats us. But just send them love and allow the divine to have the situation, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I was getting for you. I don't know if you have a sister or a friend in spirit, but I felt like it might have been a while ago even. I feel like I see you, and I feel there's like two other women around you, and you're in and around the same age. And I just heard the one woman say, I miss having fun with you.
And she's in spirit?
Yeah. There's a woman in spirit, but it...
Yeah.
You guys, like, looked younger. Like, you looked younger. You know, I don't know if it was teens, early 20s, but it was three women, and I was getting, like, butterflies around you.
Yeah.
So I don't know who the woman was. You might have to think about that. But
I know one, but right now,
go
off
ahead.
The top of my head, I can't recall.
Okay, well, just hold on to the message. The one woman wants you to stop living in the past, and she's just saying you have a beautiful future waiting for you, Carol. And these two women are sending you love, okay? And they're letting you know how amazing you are. They send butterflies around you. So I don't know if in the warmer weather you saw, like, butterflies all around, and saying they sent the butterflies. Okay. That's what we have for you this evening, Carol. I hope it helped.
Oh, yes, and thank you so much.
I have a little more. I have a little more for her. Uh-huh. I have a short one from Kiki and one from Shannon, who's giving us a message also. She's another medium from our group. But Kiki says, Carol, perseverance, allow for new beginnings, and allow for healing. You've had enough stress now. That's what he's saying. So that's the short message from Kiki. That's my cat. And then Shannon says, she says to use smoky quartz beside her bed, also grid bed with black tourmaline, smoky quartz, and amethyst. So in other words, grid the bed, you know, like put it around the bed with black tourmaline, smoky quartz, and amethyst. That should help the nightmares, she says.
Yeah, I just don't understand why I'm getting all these nightmares, and I have for years, and I could tell you more, I mean, but, you know, time doesn't allow. I've had a just horrible. I said every night before I go to sleep, I pray, and I ask God and the angels, please do not let me have any dreams whatsoever. I just want to sleep.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I told DC this before. I don't. That somebody came online and told me that I was cursed, and that hurt me. And I struggle with that. But that's okay.
You don't have to give in. You don't have to go along with that by any means.
No.
You know what I mean? And I think that. Yeah, I think that doing these things, like I love what Shannon is telling you. I know that crystals are really powerful. They help tremendously. Also prayer, you can get people to pray around you. They hold their hands around you and they say prayers. That's powerful. There's you know, and what the ladies were saying about getting healing, other healings, and so there's lots of things you can do here. I get nightmares once in a while. I mean, I have lots of dreams, and I have to work at it. You know, I have to work with it. It has a lot to do with my diet, the way I'm thinking, my emotions. You know, I have to, like, stay in balance, and if I'm drinking enough water. I don't know if that would help you at all, but just, you know, that's other stuff, too, to think about. You might want to get your house cleared out too. You might want to clean out your house a little bit, you know, with the crystals and with the burning the sage and clear it out. And
you know, you wouldn't think that would happen because I pray all the time, and you know.
Yeah, and prayer too. Prayer always helps. Absolutely. Don't stop praying.
Also.
Yeah.
Asking for guidance from your angels to keep you safe through the night. And sometimes when you are having nightmares, you can just call to Jesus. And this has happened to me, and many times the dream will not happen, you know, or continue. And I've done that, and that has really helped.
Can I ask you?
Yeah, I agree.
Have you had a nightmare, like a really bad one, and that it's so bad you know that it's a dream, but you wake up or you shake yourself and it's hard to wake up, and then you go back to sleep and it just continues? It all the time with me. And my husband says he doesn't know what to think because I talk in different languages and I don't know any other languages than English. I knew a little bit of German words, but where is that coming from? And this has been happening for the last 10 years.
I'm wondering if it's like light language or something.
Speaking.
Do I know you, Carol? I feel like I know you.
Yes, you do. You sang to me from the angels. Yes, you do know me.
You were the first person that I ever sang, that I ever did the light language with. Ever.
Wow.
I kept it a secret for like 3 months that I was doing it. So if you'd like to connect, Carol, please do, okay?
I will. And I thank you all so kindly.
And Carol, before you go, we're so happy you called in, but I feel like you're holding on to something from the past, like it's a painful experience. That's what I'm being shown. And you've got to let go and let God, let the angels take it, you know, to heaven, give it to God, and it's not yours anymore to worry about. So I do feel like you're holding on to something, and, you know, it's a frightening experience. There's something, you know, but it's not good energy. So when we allow that to be taken away, you're going to be able to heal, okay? And
right.
Mother Mary is with you, and she's saying, Carol, my beloved, I am with you. You know, and she's holding you in her motherly embrace, and she's saying, just allow all of this to be, you know, to be gone. You don't have to hold on to this is what I'm getting. So allow that to go. And once you do, you're going to feel like a heaviness lift off of you. Okay? We don't even have to name it, like what it is. But you can say, I release. Say it with me. I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
Now, I feel a little bit lighter just by you saying that. And
yeah,
whatever
sure.
comes to mind, just keep saying, I release. I release. I release. Keep releasing, because there's a lot of old energy within you.
Yeah,
okay?
I believe.
Yeah, you don't have to name it, but you're feeling it. You're experiencing it again, like during, you know, the nights. And that's why, you know, you're having all these, you know, it's sort of like the after effects of everything. So allow
right.
all of this to go. It doesn't serve you, okay? And you will feel better, hon, okay? So please just keep releasing. And as Peg told you, you know, you have, you know, I see Jesus watching over you. I see an entourage of angels. You know, Mother Mary is there, and they're asking you to relax and sleep because they're watching over you. You're protected. There's nothing to worry about, Carol.
Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you. And, you know, let
God
us know
bless.
How you're doing, okay?
All right, I will. And thank you so much, all of you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Welcome.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, let's
wow.
see what we have. I'm going to go back. I think this is one of the callers from before that maybe stepped away. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, area code 856. This is DC. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name? 856.
Hi, guys. It's Rose Maria. How are you?
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you, hon?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good. What's on your mind this evening that you're calling in?
A lot of going on, and a friend is always on my mind for the last month or so, so I'm not sure why that's going on or that
okay.
I dream about it.
Okay.
And so I don't know what the heck is going on.
Okay. Well, we're going to
friend of yours?
Pick up.
What?
Rosemary, is there anything
what,
like
Rosemary?
That you want to specifically?
I don't know if they're coming in or calling me or trying to get here or if I'm supposed to contact them or because
okay.
I have one dream. He came in and like called and asked me what a word meant, so and then he hung up.
Okay.
A friend did? Is that what you're saying? A friend? Or a...
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because I... okay, well, the first thing... This is Jan. Sorry, Rosemaria. I see a cow right away coming in for you. And cow is represents... It's a time for nourishing. It's a time to be nourishing right now. So be willing to partake in all that's offered to you, like that could be nurturing for you. And it's also saying you have nothing to worry about. You're well provided for in spite of any fears or doubts. This is a time for mending and healing the relationship, especially with your mother, it says, whether she's alive or past. You stand in your truth. And once you've made a decision, don't let others sway you. It's a time to be alert and also a time to be quiet and to be still, to give yourself a chance to just
be at a leisure, be leisurely and with your time. You're generous and you have a giving heart. You like to seek out family and friends and stick close to them. You're close to capable of sensing danger and opportunity at the same time. And you're very service-oriented. When you were talking about, I didn't get the whole thing about your friend, but immediately I heard that you might want to just, I got two messages for you, and it'll be interesting to hear what the other lady said. The first one said to call the friend back and to go after trying to remedy the friend with whatever was going on. But then I got another message that says you might want to step back too and just, and take a, you know, take a day or two. So I got two messages. And so what I'm getting from that is that you, whatever feels the strongest, whatever you feel most in your intuition, then do that. If you feel to step back and rest and have a day or two before you call them back, or if you feel to call them, I feel like either way is going to be all right. That's what I was getting.
Beautiful.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? Because I didn't hear the whole message, but that's just what I was getting immediately.
Is depending if he answers and he hangs up and
okay.
He hears my voice, and then that's what I'm not.
That's what you're afraid of, yeah.
Okay, well, just breathe, Rosemary, just breathe. I feel like she's breathing in, like, fight or flight kind of mode right now.
Yeah.
You know, just breathe a little bit, and we're going to continue on. Jan, that was awesome. That was truly,
okay,
truly
good.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over now to Catherine.
Okay, so Rosemary, so the card that I pulled for you was Earth Guardian from Kyle Graves' deck, Angels and Ancestors. And this card, it's important for you, the message is, it's important for you to take a grounded approach to your current situation. If you are rushing ahead or making a decision based on your more fearful responses, you may miss out on the growth you deserve. Take some time to calm down and get grounded before proceeding further. Breathe, relax, and connect with your center. Then consider what to do. It's important to plant seeds that are going to grow into something beautiful rather than turn into a weed that you have to deal with. So just stay, the whole message here is stay rooted and grounded. And you'll find what comes next. Does that resonate with you then?
Pretty much, it's just because his birthday is next month, so, and he didn't text me back for when he was coming here or coming for my birthday, so he didn't text, so it's like, so I'm like debating Paul.
Make your decisions based also, it's telling you to make decisions based on strength and integrity.
Cool. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should call him now and then call him for his birthday next month. Or both.
Well, do whatever resonates with you, right?
Right.
Then allow him to take control. Just you make that decision. You know, you make that decision based on how your heart space feels when you think of this person. Because if it's meant to be, well, it's going to be, right? But, you know, anything fear-based is something that you want to stay away from. And so just go within yourself, your heart, and just think about, really stem and think about, you know, ground yourself like a thing and just truly, like, meditate on it and, you know, and listen to your intuition, what comes to you first, right? And it will. Just trust yourself.
Cool. Yeah, because he didn't call me for my birthday last year.
He did not call you.
No. And he knows well, very well, when's my birthday, between Christmas and then my birthday, so, and New Year's, so I'm in between.
Is this someone you're dating or just a friend?
I guess kind of both, if he makes up his mind.
So, yeah, so boundaries would be perfect to put in place as well. Because you're being devalued here, and, you know, you don't want him to devalue you or disrespect you. So, you know, take control in terms of just self-respect and again, you know, go into that heart space. I think that's where you need to go, and, you know, if it feels right, then it feels right, and if it doesn't and you're questioning it, then, you know something's up, right, and you want to really stop, like this card is actually telling you, just take time, right?
Yeah, if I call, it's depending on if I want to get involved, what the situation at the moment is with him. That's what
that. Yeah, because that holds energy, right? So if you're holding on to energy here and it's not, I'm not saying it's not the right person, but if it's not, then, you know, you hold on to that, then you're not allowing yourself to be open to someone who is the right person for you.
All right.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Does everything sense?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, well, don't leave us yet, Rose Maria. We have Peg is next. Peg?
Hi, Rose Marie. So you're waiting. You want to celebrate with a friend his birthday, and he hasn't gotten back to you yet. Is that basically what it is?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you put it out. You told him that you would like to celebrate with him, and I don't know. I think I would almost say, I would ask him again. That's what I would do. But I would also, in order for yourself to remain calm in the situation, it's just to do some meditation, you know, taking nice walks outside, and maybe even some journal writing, you know, and just, you know, trying to see what you might see for the situation. I mean, if he's not going to answer you, then I just feel like maybe he may have other plans or something, you know, or he just doesn't know right now. Could be a lot of different things. Do you talk to him often?
I haven't talked to him for the last 6 months by voice. Because he's in one country,
okay.
I'm in another right now. I just came home. He's probably pissed off at me that I came home, but that was his fault.
Okay. So it sounds like the lines of communication has to be offered. You know, you can speak with him just casually, see how he's doing, you know, just things that friends talk about, and just try to sense what he's, you know, what he's sharing with you or what he's communicating. And then, you know, say this is what I would like to do and just take it from there, I guess. But it sounds like you really like him a lot, that he's very special to you. But you don't want to continue if it's one-sided, too, you know. So that's why, you know, it's almost like, you know, feeling in the gut as to what you truly need to do, you know. for yourself, and I would say mainly for yourself. I mean, is the relationship completely serving your highest good, you know? But maybe some quiet time in contemplating. I feel like the angels are really asking you to communicate with them in some way, too. I'm trying to think which angel is good. Archangel Shamuel is good because he's all about relationship, and he's all about helping us to understand that it's not all about me, that sometimes it's about the other person. And so he helps us to get things straight as far as understanding the relationship as it really is. So he might be a good angel to communicate with. But I'm also feel like he's urging you to communicate with this person too, just so that you know where it all stands. So,
talk to your angel, me. Yeah,
pardon me?
He's afraid if I'm, just if he communicates with me, he's probably afraid if he tells me what's going on. He doesn't want me involved. So.
Okay. All right. Well,
the problem
but
is.
I feel like you need to have real answers. I feel like that's not fair to you. And, you know.
But, you know, I know you have someone watch over me or see what I'm doing and all that stuff. I know that for a fact. So he can't get away with that one with me. So I know that he does that with me. So it's
yeah.
Just I want him to do it. I want him to follow me, contact me, to chase after me, basically.
Oh, okay.
And Rosemary,
can I just butt in for a second? Can I just butt in just
yes.
1 second?
Please.
Okay. Rosemaria. In that kind of a situation, and I feel for you, I think that once you've told him what your information is, and I agree with Peg, you should tell him again just one more time after you're really grounded and you're in a really good space, maybe, you know, in a few days, take step back a little bit for a few days and then tell him when you're in a really good space, ask him one more time, and then just let it go. And just let it go, give it to God to handle it then, because it chasing him won't bring him back. Once you let go of him, he'll come back. That's usually how it works. You know what I mean? Just let go of his energy in your vibe, in your whole aura. Get him out of, and just let it go and send him, give him really good energy. Send him good energy. Send him light. Send him love. Send him prayers. And then let go, and don't call him back for a while, and see what happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. I agree. That's really good.
Yeah, and that's what I was basically going to tell her. Like, right now, you know, my answer would be: first of all, don't contact him presently until you think about it. And I just feel your emotions are like all over the place. That you've really got to, you know, collect yourself and think about what it is that you really want to say to him, okay? So as Jen said, like, let it go for a couple of days. Think about what it is that you're wanting to say. I just feel like I see such a sadness, like a girl with such a sad little face. But I have to ask you, in this relationship, this isn't the first time that you've, like, sort of felt like this. I feel like there's a link that goes all the way back to childhood, where you've had those like sad feelings like way back in childhood.
Right.
So there's some kind of like family issue that like you're bringing forward, you know, into your adulthood, and that's not one of the things that you want to hold on to. So I would say, you know, give it a couple of days, as Jan said, you know, think about it. And when any kind of negativity comes up that you think about, whether it's this relationship or past relationships, just say, I release. You know, if you feel sad, I release. Even if you can't put it in words, you don't have to put it in words, but be willing to release it. Let go, let God, let the angels come in and help you. And I feel like you're going to be in a better space there, okay? And I do see the angels coming, you know, they're around you. And they know that, you know, you have no idea, you know, how you're going to get through this, but they're saying just believe and have faith, Rose Maria. Okay, you have a beautiful, beautiful trusting heart. And that's, you know, one of your biggest assets. I mean, you're such a loving woman, okay? You have a really, like, fun personality. You're always happy, you know, when you're in a nice relationship. You're a very easygoing person. And I feel like, you know, you've got to let go of the worry that you're holding on to, whether it's from your childhood, whether it's from adulthood, but there's worries, there's insecurities, there's fear. All of this needs to be healed, Rose Maria. Okay?
Okay. Cool.
Now we're just going to say, you know, I release three times and see if you feel lighter. I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
Now, I can feel your energy. Your energy feels a little bit lighter to me. How do you feel? Do you feel a little bit lighter?
Yeah, a little bit lighter, yes.
Okay, so just, you know, when you're thinking about him or thinking about things, if something comes up, and I feel like you're even having, like, dreams about him, if something comes and if it's not a good feeling, say, I release, you know. Give it to God and let go. I feel like you have to meditate a little bit to really get in touch with your heart and the truth that you have within your heart, okay? And sit quietly and just, you know, breathe. And I feel like the angels are going to come in. They're going to connect with you as well. But I do feel like you need at least a couple of days before you reach out, because all the emotions that you have within, Rose Maria, I don't feel like this would be the proper time, okay? As Jan said, give it at least a couple of days.
Okay, cool.
And then you can reach out. And just, you've got to have faith. Your energy is going to be different. And as Jan said, let go of it. And then he's going to come back, because your energy is going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay, but you've got to just, you know, let go and allow. Okay? So I do feel like if you can let go and just be you, I'm hearing soon you're going to be much happier.
Cool.
Okay? But please let yourself feel everything you're feeling, because I feel like you've got so many emotions within that you're so filled with, you know, emotions that you don't need. You've got to really allow them to surface, and you've got to release them so that you can heal and move forward and have that relationship that you're truly deserving of.
Got it. So
okay.
Release now and then call and then or call.
Well, give it a couple
release.
Days and do the mirror work. You know, when you go in front of the mirror, you say, Rose Maria, I love you. I love you. You've got to love yourself first, okay?
Okay, cool.
And when he connects with that energy, as Jan said, like, just let it go, he's going to feel like, wow, like, what, you know, that energy is amazing. He's going to feel it, okay? But always honor yourself and love yourself first, no matter, you know, what relationship that you're in, okay? And I do feel like new beginnings are coming, Rose Maria.
All right, cool.
Okay, so there's a lot to look forward to. But you've just got to release all the old stuff and confidence and really see the beautiful woman that you are and all that you offer to a relationship. And I see so many angels that are watching over you, hon, okay? And the angel of love is stepping forward. And I feel like she and your guardian angel, they're going to help you to discover, you know, the love that you have within you. And it starts by you loving yourself first, okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Okay? God bless, Rose Maria. We thank you for calling in this evening. Take care, hon.
All right. All right.
Wow, ladies, that was amazing.
That was really good.
Yes,
yeah,
that was truly,
great.
Truly amazing. Okay, I'm trying to look here. I think we are, in fact, done with the callers.
No more?
Oh, we are. There are no more callers this evening. We're done.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see any more. Ladies, we have a couple minutes here. What would your words, words of wisdom be in regard to, like, relationships?
Well, this is Catherine. And words of wisdom, I was thinking with that last caller, too, free will has a lot to do with this as well. So regardless of, once she, meditates, or I could talk about myself too, I feel like we have to be in that space that allows us to feel good. And that's why I went to the heart space, because if I feel like I'm being respected, if I feel like I'm being heard, then that's what I want, right? And so you always want to put yourself in a position to feel respected and heard and loved and just supported in every way. But like you said earlier, you see, there's so many, variables, that come into play as well, and our thoughts and our feelings and our words and our actions. And so we play a big role as well in our relationships. Does that make sense to any of you guys?
Yeah, no, that truly does. It truly does. And if we want to have, that beautiful relationship that lasts, the forever relationship, we have got to really work on ourselves first. That's what I truly believe. If we want to manifest, that special someone, well, I feel it starts with us. We've got to go within and, work on us and figure out who we are. And once, we've done the work on ourselves, we can put that beautiful energy, out into the universe and connect with that beautiful someone.
Yes.
But I feel like even if you're in a relationship, you always have to realize you're the most important person in that relationship. And that's what the angels always say, because so many of us, You would bend over backwards and do cartwheels, whatever it takes to make that person happy, but you forget about you as a person, the other half of the relationship,
Right. I agree with you, because we can't shine our light until we feel that and onto others, because that's when they're going to feel it as well. And then with us, right? So I definitely just feeling, taking ourselves and putting ourselves in a great place, I think is where it starts. Putting ourselves first so that we feel good, and we allow that, opportunity to come in and release itself and therefore we'll be able to manifest, what it is that we want out of someone as well. But taking care of ourselves, I believe, truly is probably the most important thing, what you just said. Yeah.
Well, I laugh because I tell people, when you would go to a restaurant, do you realize how much time that you put into an order over something that's just like one meal, and it's not going to, it's like an hour long meal, but you'll put in all these little details of how, if you want a burger, you want it medium well, maybe lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles on the side, a little bit of ketchup on the side. But when it comes to love, we have to put in, far more energy than that and be really specific.
Right.
So I would say, like, you know, write it down on a piece of paper, all the qualities you want that special someone to have. And then I tell them, flip it over on the flip side of the paper, all of the things that I myself call deal breakers, maybe what didn't work in the past or you saw in someone else's relationships, and you certainly don't want them in yours.
Right.
So you've got to be really, really specific. But as you're doing that, you've got to work on yourself, too, to have the qualities that you want that special someone to have. And then I tell them, like, go in your closet, take out 3 or 4 hangers of clothing, or push them all the way to the back and make some room, you know, in your physical space as well as your heart.
Okay.
So I feel like people,
manifesting that. You're visualizing that person already being there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say as well is when you're, because I've actually done that where I've written down all the qualities and in the past that I've wanted, and I've learned that intent, when you're intending, and so, you know, you could say, I want someone that is, X, Y, and Z, and loving and caring and, you know, generous and handsome and blah, blah, blah. But, like, what if he's not emotionally available? Or he's not even available. He's not single. So, you know, you want to put, like, you know, all of, like, the more specific that you can be.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, the better it's going to be. Like I said, you've got to really think about things, but in the interim, like, you've got to work on yourself, you know, and allow that energy, you know, when you're ready to call that special someone in, allow it to go out there and to meet, you know, that special someone that is the highest and best that you can have, you know, a beautiful lifetime together with.
I think boundaries are really important, as you've been talking about. And also, just questioning, is this relationship a relationship that is good for me at this time? What expectation you might have for the relationship, and also, kind of just seeing how the other person is pursuing the relationship. You know, if there's not a lot of pursuing, then, you know, maybe it's not the right relationship at this point.
Right.
And because like Shannon said, the most important relationship is with yourself, you know.
Yes.
And if you're not, you know, honoring yourself in a relationship, then, that's something that you should be aware of, you know, because because you're the most important person, you know, for it. And, if there's not a lot of communication, you really have to question, is this serving my highest good?
Yeah.
You know.
And sometimes, Peg, right, sometimes we have relationships that they feel wonderful. There's so much passion and excitement, but sometimes they're not meant to last forever. Sometimes we have relationships that are called karmic relationships as well. And those relationships, they could be intense and passionate, but they're in our lives. They come into our lives to teach us lessons, to help us, you know, maybe to understand what love is all about, you know, what relationships are for. But a lot of the times, like, these relationships, they're not, you know, once, the karma is burned off, you know, the relationship does end.
Right, Yeah, no, that's very true. And sometimes a relationship can start out really good, and it could be just a way of, and then kind of ebbing off. So it's almost a way of understanding that, yes, I do have that ability to have a wonderful relationship. And if this relationship is not going to be working out, then I know that in the future I can, you know, I can have that intention, as we've been talking about, of having a relationship. It's almost like reassuring you that's possible for the future, but maybe not this particular relationship.
And you know what, another thing that that concerns me, when we had our last caller, Rose Maria, I'm reaching out to that gentleman that, you know, that she has feelings for. We're in Mercury retrograde right now.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not over until until the 23rd. So during this, it's really not, it's not a time to start things up. It's more about like whatever you, like the REs, like to, you know, to rebalance, reassess, and, you know, to re-enter, you know, different
recharge
things. But all the REs concern Mercury retrograde. So I just, you know, like even if you could hold off with buying big items or starting like a job, because a lot of times whatever we start like during Mercury retrograde, it doesn't seem to last as well. So it is a good time to reassess your relationships, you know?
Yeah, I think, like I said, meditation and, you know, just maybe writing, you know, and just taking time for yourself and just, you know, really trying to evaluate what you truly want, you know. I think that this is probably a good time for that, you know.
Yeah, and it involves every area of our life, not just love. I mean, every area
exactly.
of your life. Yeah, take time and just reassess things, you know, rest, rejuvenate. It's not a time to go forward and start something new. You know, it's a lot of times, like I said, it does end up where it, you know, it doesn't last.
Right, right, yeah.
You know, and knowing what you don't want, I feel like, is very important too, because that's just as important, knowing what you don't want, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, like one affirmation I do is I'm letting go of all things that are not in alignment with my intentions and my highest self. And I'm open to receiving divine blessings and abundance in all areas of my life, as well as my loved ones. In terms of letting go, there is this one visualization that I do, and it's just the last girl just reminded me of it, the last color. It's like, you know, imagine some place that you want to be, you're grateful for, just a beautiful, so I envision, I'm sorry, just like a beautiful area, like of green grass and flowers and, you know, beautiful aroma and just gardens and just, it's beautiful and there's water there. And then imagine you're pulling behind you, this is a releasing exercise, but just, you know, you're pulling through this beautiful area, an empty wagon. And as you're going, you know, wagon, and as you're going, pulling that wagon, you end up looking at this big balloon, like a hot air balloon. And what you're doing is you look back in your wagon, and now there's boxes in there. You're labeling all these boxes of what it is that you want to release that no longer serves the highest good. So that could be a person, place, a thing. It could be anything. It could be, you know, hurts that, you know, unfulfilled relationships. You know, it could be anything. And then you put them in the balloon carriage, and then send it off
with love. And you put all these boxes in the hot air balloon. And then once all these boxes are in there and you send love and thank you for the learning experience, then you cut the cord to the balloon and then it's gone. And so you've released it. So it worked for me.
Beautiful.
That's neat. That's really neat, and, Catherine.
Yeah. Okay. Shannon had left a comment. I think she sees. I was asking her if she wanted to come on and just speak for a couple minutes, join the show. Shannon, would you like to come on? Okay, she's grabbing the house phone, ladies, because she brought
All
up
right.
some interesting thoughts about everything. Yeah, that it's really cool.
But
yeah,
before
so
she
I'd like
on,
to shout everyone in our team chat. I see Tina is there, I believe. Natasha, hi, Natasha. Tony is there. Mary was there at 8:30.
Wow.
Hi, guys. If you'd like to jump on, we have
oh,
a couple
nice.
Minutes. Okay. I'm just seeing.
I just want to read this poem really quickly that talks about holding the relationship in our palms. Like if we hold them too tight and squeeze it, not good things. And but if you open up the palm and just let them stand there, and if they stay, then that's good. But if they fall off, then it wasn't meant to be. But the poem goes, mm-hmm. As I hold my palm for love, an open palm holds one with freedom, a closed tight palm as a fist may create pain. A palm of boundary is strong but gentle to keep one staying safe and sane. I keep my heart near the rainbow above in cool waters as I hold my palm for love. Anyway.
That's lovely.
That was really beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm trying to see. I don't think Shannon is on with us yet. Okay, wait, let's see who. Shannon, are you with us?
704, she says. It says 704.
Okay, we got you, hon. Hold on. Hey, Shannon.
Hey.
Hey, we loved your comments. Did you talk to the whole audience here? That was awesome what you had to say.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. It was a beautiful show, ladies. It was lovely listening. I don't usually get to listen in too often, so it was nice
you know
to
what?
Get
if
to
it
hear
happens
everybody.
Like this, if you're listening in again and you have all this wonderful information, just jump on with us.
I was eating dinner.
I can hear your voice, you know? That's awesome.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, right now we're in such a pivotal time period, right? And it's really exciting. But relationships are being pushed in all forms, whether it's with your parents, at work with coworkers, your loved ones, your partner, your siblings, your friends, your so-called friends, social media. The whole network is getting rocked and rolled on purpose. This is so that we pay attention and look at, hey, what's making me feel good and what's not?
Mm-hmm.
What's serving me in purposes that are helping me lift up and move forward and take that next step every morning, helping me get out of bed every day. And what's not? And what's not?
Yeah.
It's getting the great big magnifying glass on it and shoving it in your face and going, does this really taste good? Does it really feel good? And so when you're getting hit with this over and over right now, especially during right now, we got 6 planets in retrograde. One of them being Mercury, which is communication. The other are several of the big planets, and they're all going, hey, look at the big picture of your life. But also look in the mirror. How are you talking to yourself? Because we are in such a instant manifestation time right now. The energy is pliable. It's happy. It's fun. And it's excited. And it's abundant. So how do you want to play with it?
and it begins with how you talk to yourself. So if you're looking in the mirror and you're going, yeah, this dude is treating me like crap, but God, I love him so much. He's just so hot. Okay. Really, all you're doing is getting the sheets wet, baby, because nothing else is serving you. You're spinning your wheels in the sand, and Spirit is standing there going, hey, hello, are you looking in the mirror? Is this really what you think you deserve? Because that's
exactly
what you're eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what you're telling yourself, and that's what you're manifesting in the future, right? Because you're holding on to this old belief system that you believe this dude to treat you like crap because he's hot. You know? Oh, my God, I get to walk out on his arm. I look so good. And everybody wants him. You know why everybody wants him? Because they don't know that he's a piece of shit.
Yep.
A turd is a turd. Okay? It makes great fertilizer.
Yeah.
Shit's shit. Right? And that's
really
what this time period is doing. It's going, hey, what are you going to grow with that?
Yeah.
Are you instead going to go, you know what, dude? I'm done with you treating me that way because I deserve better. And you know what?
Yeah.
You deserve better too. Because he does.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. He's also attracting a bad relationship for himself to make himself feel good and puffed up because he has a lot of insecurity. And you sit there and blow up his ego. Here we go. Puff him up. You're not serving either one of you. And Spirit is standing there going, hey, look in the mirror, honey. Because when you stop and you look at the relationship you're having with yourself, you're saying, this is what I deserve, and this, and I can't do any better. And when you let it go, and you go, you know what? I'm setting everything free and letting it go, and I'm releasing this. All right, Spirit, what do you got? You'll be amazed that suddenly you're going, I look good today. I feel good today. And you begin attracting the things that make you and feel good and people that will make you feel good and lift you up. And you're lifting them up too. And y'all are like, yeah, this is what it's about. So,
exactly.
That's my 2 cents to add this evening.
Oh, it was great. And I think that, you know, we have our own abandonment issues, you know, and sometimes it just carries over from relationship to relationship, you know, or just the fear and the experience of that, you know. But if we see that we do have control, that we can say, well, this isn't serving me. Goodbye. I'm out of here. You know, it kind of gives us the freedom and the understanding that we can choose too, that we don't have to depend on them finally wanting to make some type of choice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And that's when that's why we see things and we're like, why, you know, why doesn't he change? Maybe it's the fact that you need to look at what you're doing about you, because you're repeating that same pattern. You're staying in that same frequency. Like attracts like.
Yep.
So
right.
I just,
when you're down about yourself, you're going to get the dude that is probably pretending. Right?
Yeah. I just saw a meme. It's, if you want to fly, you must be willing to let go of your life as a caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's almost like she's seeing what she doesn't want, you know, and she can stop being that caterpillar. She can fly to find what she truly does want for herself.
Right. You know.
Yeah, I just feel like even with the caller that we had, I mean, she has so much to offer, and she just wants to share it, you know, and they were just like on two different pages, you know.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
But again, you
but
know,
I'm glad
as,
she called in, because a lot of people are having that right now in a lot of
mm-hmm.
different ways. You know, it's meeting them at work. It's meeting them in relation, yeah. in romantic relationships right now. And it's, and I get a lot of that universal energy on the earth that's very antsy, like, you know, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen kind of stuff. Like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's really trying to tell us to pause.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Think about, you know, look inside. That's the hardest one to look at. You know, we can look at photographs of people, and it's like, oh, look at that beautiful smile. Or when they're sad, you're like, oh, God, I can feel their hurt. But when we look at ourselves, we dissect it. We tear it apart. We look at, mention all the flaws. Right? And that's what we're, that's that frequency we're putting out into every aspect of our life when we're doing that. And when we're focusing on it. But when we go inside and have to look at the scars that have created those hurts and begin to find the gems in what they've made us become, who we are, that's when you begin to see the beauty shining through and go, oh, that's that missing piece that then you can change everything about how you see yourself. When you see those scars as being your warrior paint, right? That's
mm-hmm.
the warrior paint
yeah.
your body has gone through, life has brought to your door. Own it. See the beauty of it. And then you can see it in your mirror, and everybody else gets to see it too.
But the
when
thing
we see it in
Shannon
us,
is,
they see it too. Yeah.
Yeah, with all of that, though, like, hold on to the lesson and let go of the pain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put all those scars. Hold on to, you know, what you've learned, but let go of the pain. Because if we're holding on to pain from our childhood, pain from, you know, previous relationships, you're not making room for all the good to come in.
Right.
Right.
But everything does start with ourselves, you know, like you have to examine, as you said, you know, yourself, you know, and really, you know, get to know the real you, the authentic you, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that was so, it was great. But what are your thoughts really quickly about, like, relationships during Mercury retrograde? We're like 6 minutes talk fast.
It's a time that I will definitely say you need to pay attention to what you're saying. You know, I love the four agreements. Number one, be impeccable with your word.
Mm-hmm.
During Mercury retrograde, everybody is affected by it differently. Everybody. So you have to pay attention to how you're speaking to your partners, to yourself, in the relationship, when you're trying to communicate, and lighten it up.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you could say, hey, honey, you know what, would you pick up milk on your way home? And he might read that as completely different and get pissed off, like, damn it, can't you do that? I'm covered in mud. I got, you know, stuff sticking in my hair, and you want me to go in the store and get milk? Really? You know? Lighten it up. Laugh.
Right.
Use laughter during Mercury retrograde as much as possible,
mm-hmm.
including towards yourself and everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, I have a comment. Even, you know, people that you can't always stay away from that are
mm-hmm.
there, you know, those are energy vampires and, you know, talk to people that, you know, during this time, I would say just try to stay away from the people as much as you can. And, you know, no communication sometimes is okay, right? Because you already know that there's people aren't going to communicate in the way that, you know, you want them to. And it's about really us, again, about responding, you know, appropriately, not reacting. But at the same time, you know, like Shannon just said, like, you know, they may really misinterpret, you know, this, but it's just like an ongoing type of misinterpretation, and there's nothing that you can say or do. It's sometimes it's okay to just not say anything and just, you know, just walk away and just be with yourself for a period of time, you know, and then just release all that energy that was, you know, given to you that doesn't serve you well.
Yeah.
That's part of my fight as far as the communication during this time.
Yeah. Another good thing to do during Mercury retrograde, when you have things like this in your relationships, use a journal for yourself or write a letter to your partner. You don't have to give it to them. Okay. This is about you getting the thoughts and the emotions out of your head and into a physical form so that then you can actually process it. Because sometimes what happens is, you know, we get all upset. There's this misinterpretation. And then we're trying to communicate, and it's just making it worse and worse and worse and worse. Or you're stuck in your head about it, and you're replaying it. A good thing to do is write a letter.
It's a safe way to tell him he's a jerk for not getting the milk, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. You know,
no,
but it allows you to get your hurt feelings processed and voiced so that then you can sit down and not be just reacting to the hurt or whatever your trigger was. Instead, when you're ready to talk to your partner, you've cleared that part out by doing that exercise, you know. And then you burn those. Just burn them. Because you
got
that part out, then you can go, okay, now let's talk.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is truly awesome.
Yeah.
And that even works for people that you can never connect with. You know, physically, you might have wanted to say something, you were afraid. The opportunity, you know, is no longer available. You can still put your feelings onto paper, you know, and then either burn it or rip it up. It really does help. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Spirit
loves when we write
powerful.
To them.
Yeah. Is there a power
they love to read over your shoulder? They do. You know,
and writing in a journal over time, it tells a story, too. Like, you go back and you read it, and you're like, oh, that's right. You know, it tells a lot about yourself and the other person.
Ladies, we have less than a minute left, and I want to thank you personally. You're all amazing, and thank you for being here this evening and helping. And Shannon, thank you for jumping on with us, too.
Oh, no problem. It was a great time talking to you guys. Y'all have a fabulous night.
Oh, you
as
well. Thank you.
You, too. It was awesome.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye. Night now.
Night now.
Thank you. Beautiful show.
It really was.